to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. You already know it. Your hostess with the most is Goddess Chrissy Marie. How are you? I hope and trust all is beautiful on your side of the globe. And if not, make sure you do something to change that. So, y'all, guess what? So, just like everybody else, okay, I tapped into that T. Cerisa story. And I know you're like, what? Because, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't like to tap into a lot of the group thing. I don't like to get into what everybody else is talking about, because a lot of times it's foolishness, a lot of times it's negativity. However, what I liked about the whole situation is, like everyone keeps saying, she's an amazing storyteller, right? And some of the things she went through, I seen myself. Now, I didn't go through some of the extreme things. However, I know how it feels to love someone and want more, and it's just a hot ass mess. So I saw myself in some of the things that she said, right? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I liked about it was how humanity showed up. I love that for us. And y'all know I'm always saying, no matter what I go through, I'm always here for humanity. I always believe there are still good people on this planet. I don't care what I go through. I'm not going to allow a person, place, or thing or situation to jade my views on life. And if you look to her comment section, it was people from all over the globe, all races, all genders. They were tuning in and they were supportive to her. They came together and they saw her. They understood her. They affirmed her. And I absolutely love that for her. And also I saw where one lady was like, hey, the trip was on me and my husband, right? To Paris and London. And then I seen Delta pull up and was like, yeah, flight on us. And then Hilton pulled up, stay on us. And listen, I'm not going to get into it, whether or not it's real or fake or if it's legit or they're just trying to get publicity. Who cares? The point is humanity showed up for her. And listen, y'all know I'm a very positive, optimistic person. I'm always talking about thinking positive, feeling positive, and watching what you take in. However, at the end of the day, we're still human beings and we're going to go through some shit. We may not go through what she went through, but we're going to go through some things. And what it made me think about is how a couple months ago I was growing through some things. And I remember a couple people in my circle, when I was talking to them, instead of like listening to me, right, and affirming me, they just kept saying, oh, don't worry about it, just pray about it, think positively. And the thing about it, yeah, sometimes that works, but sometimes you want people to say, hey, I see you, I understand you, your feelings matter, you're going to be okay. And I think empathy and understanding the human condition is important too. And I think some people, when they get so spiritual, so deep, like they forget that component, because at the end of the day, we still are human beings. And like I always say, it's not about being so deep and spiritual and you just flying around like you're a ghost or something. That's not being grounded. See, somebody that's really grounded in their human experience, they understand there's highs, there's lows, there's sadness, and there's happiness. And the only way we can truly understand a human plight, we're going to go through some shit. And if we don't go through it, some of our family and friends are going to go through it. And anyone that's close to me, know if you are going through something and you need me to hold space, just hit me up and say, hey, Chrissy, can you hold space for me? And if I don't have space right then and there, I will create space. And I expect the same for those in my life. But yeah, I'm really proud of humanity. I'm really happy how we all showed up and had empathy and understanding. And it's not like this is just, oh, a trauma story. No, she admitted how she avoided the red flag. She admitted some of her insecurities in front of the entire world. Hell, I saw Dr. Miami watching the her series on TikTok. She admitted that. And then she told the story about how she got her strength and her courage to leave that person and to move on with her life. That was a very interesting story. And I've heard some people say, oh, you know, they were questioning whether or not if it's really fake. That's not my job to do it. Hell, even if it is fake, she told a good story. And I'm not even going to go there because I want to keep this I'm going to keep this podcast positive. But yeah, I'm really happy for her. I really am. And then also, she shook TikTok like no one has ever gained that amount of followers in such a short time. And then also, with the way she told the story and how it was like concise, she was a good storyteller. And then it was 10 minutes. Like, she really did a great job. And so I'm just like, again, I'm just really happy about it, because people think, even in the spiritual realm, oh, it's just about being happy, happy, happy. Ignore. No, life happens. My thing is, what's the purpose of your spirituality if you cannot use it to have empathy and understanding for others? What is the purpose of spirituality if you cannot use it during your time of going through some shit? And anyone that knows me that listens to this podcast, I tell you, listen, if you're going through some shit, cry, stomp, tell your story, write it out. Sometimes you have to curse people out. It's not about being perfect and happy all the time. That's not what it's about. It's about, okay, when you're going through some shit, okay, after you get it out, how are you going to heal from it? How are you going to process it? And if you look at it, this situation with Risa Tisa, on a spiritual level, right? In an occult type way, she took her pain and turned it to profit. She alchemized it. Whether it's real or fake, again, that's not what I'm here to decipher. Let the internet pet detectives decipher that. That's not what I'm talking about. So, yeah. Again, I'm proud of you, humanity. I knew we all had a good side within us. And that's another thing. Like, I think that's also is important too, not to always think like the worst case scenario about humanity. Because I understand all of us, we are complex beings, right? And it's just, that's just what it is. So anyway, I'm going to end it there. But yeah, this is good. It was heartfelt, and like I said, I just loved how everybody was coming together. White, black, Asian, male, female, everybody was coming together. And I rarely seen people like bashing her and judging her. And you know, people were genuinely happy that she got away from him and that she's getting her trips and hopefully she gets her BMW. Like, I'm just like, yes, girl, live your life, fulfill yourself. So anyway, I'm here for the goodness. I'm good. I'm here for the happiness. I'm here for the joy. I'm here for the celebration. I'm here for the alchemizing your pain and turning it to just growth and expansion and moving on with your life and choosing yourself. So on that note, I appreciate you. I thank you for listening to me. And you know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.